Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn and increase fluency in American English. As an English learner who moved to the United States of America more than 40 years ago, I began learning American English with the guidance and encouragement of my teachers. As an American English teacher with over 30 years of experience teaching English learners in California, USA, I know that learning English is neither easy nor simple. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Let's work together to help you succeed.
Welcome to the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. For the next few months, our podcasts published on Mondays will include excerpts from Maestro Circe's ebook, How to Improve English Speaking, an English Learner's Guide. In addition, during each Monday's episode, we'll also include an article based on the topics included in Maestro Circe's published books on Amazon, titled Survival English in the United States of America, including a variety of topic-based vocabulary and conversation exercises. Are you ready? Let's begin.
You are listening to How to Improve English Speaking, an English Learner's Guide, an ebook by Maestro Circe. Today, we are going to focus on Chapter 2, Formal versus Informal Speaking, including subchapter Understanding Formal Speaking. As an American English learner, are you comfortable speaking English in public? Is speaking English clearly and effectively important to you? For the next few minutes, you will hear a variety of tips and strategies to help you become more successful in your American English learning journey. Are you ready? Let's begin. Chapter 2, Formal versus Informal Speaking. Understanding Formal Speaking. Introduction to Formal Speaking. Formal speaking is an essential skill that holds great importance in various settings. Whether it's in academic, professional, or formal social settings, the ability to communicate effectively in a formal manner can greatly impact one's success and credibility. In this subchapter, we will delve into the intricacies of formal speaking in the English language, providing valuable insights and practical tips to help English learners enhance their formal speaking abilities. To begin, let's define what formal speaking entails and how it differs from informal or casual speech. Formal speaking is characterized by its adherence to established rules and conventions, which contribute to a more structured and polished form of communication. Unlike informal speech, formal speaking requires a heightened level of decorum and professionalism, ensuring that ideas are conveyed with precision and clarity. Understanding the specific contexts in which formal speaking is typically used is crucial. In academic settings, formal speaking is essential for delivering presentations, engaging in debates, and participating in class discussions. In professional environments, such as meetings, conferences, and interviews, the ability to speak formally is essential to convey professionalism, confidence, and clarity. Finally, in formal social settings, such as weddings, ceremonies, and official gatherings, formal speaking plays a significant role in delivering speeches, toasts, or remarks. One of the key aspects of formal speaking that greatly influences its impact is tone. The tone of voice used in formal speaking can convey respect, professionalism, and authority, contributing to the overall impression of the speaker. It is crucial to understand and adopt the appropriate tone for different formal settings. For example, In academic settings, a respectful and informative tone is generally preferred, while in professional environments, a confident and persuasive tone may be more effective. By mastering tone, English learners can enhance their formal speaking abilities and effectively engage their audience. In addition to tone, vocabulary is another essential component of formal speaking. Using appropriate and sophisticated vocabulary is crucial to convey professionalism and credibility. Formal speaking often requires the use of formal and technical terms, which adds precision and clarity to one's communication. English learners should focus on expanding their vocabulary and developing a keen sense of selecting the right words for formal speaking. A mastery of vocabulary can greatly enhance the effectiveness of one's formal communication. Grammar also plays a vital role in formal speaking. The correct use of grammar ensures clarity and credibility in communication. English learners should be aware of common grammar errors to avoid, such as subject-verb agreement, pronoun usage, and verb-tense consistency. By improving their grammar skills, learners can effectively convey their ideas and avoid any misunderstandings that may arise from grammatical errors. Practicing sentence structure and proofreading for errors are valuable strategies for improving grammar in formal speaking. Now, let's explore the specific requirements and expectations for formal speaking in academic settings. In presentations, debates, and class discussions, it is essential to deliver information effectively and engage with the audience. Proper referencing and citation are crucial to uphold academic integrity, ensuring that ideas are properly attributed and supported. English learners should also focus on developing strategies for presenting information in a clear and engaging manner, capturing the attention and interest of their academic audience. Moving on to professional settings, formal speaking demands professionalism, confidence, and clarity. In meetings, conferences, and interviews, it is essential to convey ideas concisely and persuasively. English learners should strive to prepare and deliver effective presentations, utilizing techniques such as structuring their content, using visual aids, and engaging the audience through effective communication strategies. In formal social settings, formal speaking takes on a different role. It becomes an opportunity to deliver speeches, toasts, or remarks that honor and celebrate important occasions. Understanding the expectations and etiquette for formal speaking in social settings is crucial to ensure that the message is delivered with grace and eloquence. English learners can benefit from tips and techniques to captivate the audience and leave a lasting impression on these special occasions. Adapting to different audiences is a skill that is paramount in formal speaking. Factors such as age, culture, and expertise can greatly influence how one should tailor their formal speaking style. English learners should consider the specific audience they are addressing and adapt their tone, vocabulary, and grammar accordingly. By understanding the preferences and expectations of the audience, learners can effectively convey their message and establish a connection with their listeners. To master formal speaking, continuous practice is essential. Joining public speaking clubs, participating in mock presentations, and seeking feedback from others are valuable strategies for practicing and improving formal speaking skills. It is through continuous practice and self-reflection that learners can overcome nervousness and develop the confidence necessary to excel in formal speaking. In conclusion, formal speaking is a vital skill for English learners to develop. By understanding the nuances of formal speaking, including tone, vocabulary, grammar, and adapting to different contexts, Learners can enhance their communication abilities in academic, professional, and formal social settings. Through continuous practice and self-improvement, English learners can become proficient in formal speaking, leaving a lasting impression on their audience and achieving success in their personal and professional endeavors. At the dentist, gingivitis. Gingivitis, commonly known as gum disease, is a prevalent dental problem that affects many people worldwide. It is a mild form of gum disease that causes inflammation and irritation of the gums. If left untreated, gingivitis can lead to periodontitis, a severe gum disease resulting in tooth loss. Both conditions affect the gums and the surrounding tissues and bones that support the teeth. This blog post will delve into gingivitis, its causes, symptoms, and treatment options. The leading cause of gingivitis is poor oral hygiene, which allows plaque to accumulate on the teeth and gums. Plaque is a sticky film of bacteria that forms on the teeth and can cause inflammation in the gums. Other factors that can increase the risk of developing gingivitis include smoking, hormonal changes, genetic predisposition, and certain health conditions like diabetes and HIV. 1. Common gum disease, gingivitis. Gingivitis is a common gum disease that causes inflammation and irritation of the gums. It is caused by the buildup of plaque on the teeth, which can lead to the formation of bacteria that can infect the gums. The symptoms of gingivitis include red, swollen, and tender gums that bleed easily when brushing or flossing. Gingivitis can lead to more severe gum disease, including periodontitis, which can cause tooth loss. Visiting a dentist or dental office regularly is essential to detect and treat gingivitis early. A dental professional can provide thorough cleaning to remove plaque and tartar from teeth and gums to prevent the progression of gingivitis. Maintaining good oral hygiene, including brushing twice daily and flossing daily, can help prevent plaque formation and reduce the risk of developing gingivitis. 2. Signs and symptoms of gingivitis. Gingivitis is a common type of gum disease that affects millions of people worldwide. It is characterized by inflammation and irritation of the gums, which can lead to bleeding and discomfort. The early signs of gingivitis include redness, swelling, tenderness of the gums, and bleeding during brushing or flossing. If left untreated, gingivitis can progress to a more severe form of gum disease called periodontitis. That's why it's essential to visit your dentist regularly and check your teeth and gums for any signs of gingivitis. Your dentist can diagnose gingivitis by examining your teeth and gums and performing a thorough cleaning in the dental office. If you notice any signs and symptoms of gingivitis, such as bleeding gums or persistent bad breath, don't hesitate to contact your dentist and schedule an appointment to prevent further damage to your teeth and gums. 3. Causes of gingivitis explained. Gingivitis, a common oral health problem, is the inflammation of the gums caused by bacterial plaque buildup on teeth and gums. Gingivitis can lead to more severe periodontal disease and eventual tooth loss if left untreated. Poor oral hygiene is the leading cause of gingivitis. The buildup of plaque on teeth and gums can irritate the gums and cause inflammation. Other factors that increase the risk of developing gingivitis include smoking, hormonal changes, certain medications, and certain illnesses. Regular dentist or dental office visits for professional cleanings can help prevent and treat gingivitis. Brushing teeth twice daily and flossing daily are also crucial for maintaining good oral health and preventing gingivitis. If you notice any signs of gingivitis, such as bleeding gums, sensitivity, or swelling, contact your dentist as soon as possible for a diagnosis and treatment plan. 4. Treatment options for gingivitis. Gingivitis is a mild form of gum disease that causes inflammation of the gums surrounding the teeth. Left untreated can lead to more severe gum and tooth problems. Fortunately, there are a variety of treatment options available for gingivitis. The first step is to schedule a visit with a dentist at a dental office. The dentist will conduct a thorough examination and may recommend a professional cleaning to remove any built-up plaque and tartar contributing to the gingivitis. In addition, the dentist may prescribe an antimicrobial mouthwash to reduce bacteria in the mouth. It is also essential for individuals with gingivitis to practice good oral hygiene at home, including brushing and flossing regularly and using an antiseptic mouthwash. In some cases, antibiotics may be prescribed to treat any underlying infection. With proper treatment and management, gingivitis can be successfully treated, and the health of the teeth and gums can be restored. 5. Preventing gingivitis at home. Gingivitis is a common gum disease that affects many people. It is essential to prevent gingivitis at home to avoid more serious dental problems. One way to prevent gingivitis is by practicing good oral hygiene habits. This includes brushing your teeth twice daily with fluoride toothpaste and flossing between your teeth daily. Regular visits to the dentist or dental office are also crucial. Your dentist can provide professional cleaning and check for early signs of gingivitis. Another way to prevent gingivitis is by avoiding smoking and tobacco, which can contribute to gum disease and other health problems. You can maintain healthy teeth and gums for years by taking these steps to prevent gingivitis. In conclusion, gingivitis is a common and treatable gum disease affecting millions. It is caused by the buildup of plaque on teeth and gums, which leads to inflammation and bleeding. Fortunately, it is possible to prevent gingivitis through regular dental checkups, brushing and flossing daily, and maintaining a healthy diet. If left untreated, gingivitis can progress to more severe forms of gum disease, leading to tooth loss and other health problems. By taking proactive steps and seeking timely treatment, gingivitis can be effectively managed and prevented from causing further damage to your oral health.
You are listening to How to Improve English Speaking, an English Learner's Guide, an ebook by Maestro Circea. Today,
We are going to focus on Chapter 2, Formal versus Informal Speaking, including subchapter Understanding Formal Speaking. As an American English learner, are you comfortable speaking English in public? Is speaking English clearly and effectively important to you? For the next few minutes, you will hear a variety of tips and strategies to help you become more successful in your American English learning journey. Are you ready? Let's begin. Chapter 2, Formal versus Informal Speaking. Understanding Formal Speaking. Introduction to Formal Speaking. Formal speaking is an essential skill that holds great importance in various settings. Whether it's in academic, professional, or formal social settings, the ability to communicate effectively in a formal manner can greatly impact one's success and credibility. In this subchapter, we will delve into the intricacies of formal speaking in the English language, providing valuable insights and practical tips to help English learners enhance their formal speaking abilities. To begin, let's define what formal speaking entails and how it differs from informal or casual speech. Formal speaking is characterized by its adherence to established rules and conventions, which contribute to a more structured and polished form of communication. Unlike informal speech, formal speaking requires a heightened level of decorum and professionalism, ensuring that ideas are conveyed with precision and clarity. Understanding the specific contexts in which formal speaking is typically used is crucial. In academic settings, formal speaking is essential for delivering presentations, engaging in debates, and participating in class discussions. In professional environments, such as meetings, conferences, and interviews, the ability to speak formally is essential to convey professionalism, confidence, and clarity. Finally, in formal social settings, such as weddings, ceremonies, and official gatherings, formal speaking plays a significant role in delivering speeches, toasts, or remarks. One of the key aspects of formal speaking that greatly influences its impact is tone. The tone of voice used in formal speaking can convey respect, professionalism, and authority, contributing to the overall impression of the speaker. It is crucial to understand and adopt the appropriate tone for different formal settings. For example, in academic settings, a respectful and informative tone is generally preferred, while in professional environments, a confident and persuasive tone may be more effective. By mastering tone, English learners can enhance their formal speaking abilities and effectively engage their audience. In addition to tone, vocabulary is another essential component of formal speaking. Using appropriate and sophisticated vocabulary is crucial to convey professionalism and credibility. Formal speaking often requires the use of formal and technical terms, which adds precision and clarity to one's communication. English learners should focus on expanding their vocabulary and developing a keen sense of selecting the right words for formal speaking. A mastery of vocabulary can greatly enhance the effectiveness of one's formal communication. Grammar also plays a vital role in formal speaking. The correct use of grammar ensures clarity and credibility in communication. English learners should be aware of common grammar errors to avoid, such as subject-verb agreement, pronoun usage, and verb-tense consistency. By improving their grammar skills, learners can effectively convey their ideas and avoid any misunderstandings that may arise from grammatical errors. Practicing sentence structure and proofreading for errors are valuable strategies for improving grammar in formal speaking. Now,
Let's explore the specific requirements and expectations for formal speaking in academic settings. In presentations, debates, and class discussions, it is essential to deliver information effectively and engage with the audience. Proper referencing and citation are crucial to uphold academic integrity, ensuring that ideas are properly attributed and supported. English learners should also focus on developing strategies for presenting information in a clear and engaging manner, capturing the attention and interest of their academic audience. Moving on to professional settings, formal speaking demands professionalism, confidence, and clarity. In meetings, conferences, and interviews, it is essential to convey ideas concisely and persuasively. English learners should strive to prepare and deliver effective presentations, utilizing techniques such as structuring their content, using visual aids, and engaging the audience through effective communication strategies. In formal social settings, formal speaking takes on a different role. It becomes an opportunity to deliver speeches, toasts, or remarks that honor and celebrate important occasions. Understanding the expectations and etiquette for formal speaking in social settings is crucial to ensure that the message is delivered with grace and eloquence. English learners can benefit from tips and techniques to captivate the audience and leave a lasting impression on these special occasions. Adapting to different audiences is a skill that is paramount in formal speaking. Factors such as age, culture, and expertise can greatly influence how one should tailor their formal speaking style. English learners should consider the specific audience they are addressing and adapt their tone, vocabulary, and grammar accordingly. By understanding the preferences and expectations of the audience, learners can effectively convey their message and establish a connection with their listeners. To master formal speaking, continuous practice is essential. Joining public speaking clubs, participating in mock presentations, and seeking feedback from others are valuable strategies for practicing and improving formal speaking skills. It is through continuous practice and self-reflection that learners can overcome nervousness and develop the confidence necessary to excel in formal speaking. In conclusion, formal speaking is a vital skill for English learners to develop. By understanding the nuances of formal speaking, including tone, vocabulary, grammar, and adapting to different contexts, learners can enhance their communication abilities in academic, professional, and formal social settings. Through continuous practice and self-improvement, English learners can become proficient in formal speaking, leaving a lasting impression on their audience and achieving success in their personal and professional endeavors.
Thank you for being part of today's podcast with Maestro Cersei, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Due to popular demand, we are now sharing educational podcasts 3 times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. In the meanwhile, if you'd like to access a variety of educational offerings, feel free to visit our website at www.sersea.com. Learning American English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Keep up the good work.